And welcome back to 90 Days to a Profitable and Productive Team. This is Module 2, Advertising Your Position, and I am Deanna Mayo, your hostess from DelegatedToDone.com. In today's quick lesson, we're going to talk about the 3 steps to Module 2 in the 90 Days to a Profitable and Productive Team program. That's writing your position posting, deciding the process on how your candidates will apply, and deciding where to offer the position, where to post it, where to market it, both online, offline, or both. So let's start out with writing the position posting. Now, the thing with writing the posting is you want to give enough good details, but not too much. You want to be really clear on what you want this person to do and what they're going to be expected to deliver to you. But you also want to marry that with being brief. You know, what you don't want here is a 6-page job description that's going to frighten off any potential candidate. You don't want to overwhelm with too many details, and you definitely want to include a deadline for the application. Now, many times you may have several positions that are the same, like customer service representatives, and you may leave the posting open for a certain period of time. So what I like to recommend, one of my little secrets here, is to create a deadline for the application process, but let them know you always have positions available, and if they see this after that position deadline and they're interested in working with you, to contact you and apply. A couple of other things to keep in mind as you're putting this position description or posting together is that you want to make sure that you are really laying out what you're looking for so the right people are likely to come to you. I mean, this is a key piece in finding the perfect member for your team. And it's not just what you want them to do, but also the kinds of traits or attitudes that they come with. And we've got a complete position posting template for you in your toolkit for Module 2 that walks you through an outline, really fill in the blank, of exactly how to put together the perfect position posting so that you can attract the right candidates. Now, once you've had a chance to put this together and you've got what you're looking for from a skill and experience perspective as well as the attitude and traits, you're going to move on to making sure that you include a call to action. How do you want them to actually apply? You're going to include this in the position posting. So there's a couple things you want to consider. What's the information that you want from them? Now, in most cases, you're going to be looking for a contractor, a part-time or full-time contractor, not a W-2 employee. If you're looking for that kind of contractor, you have to keep in mind these people are considered business owners or freelancers, so don't ask for a resume at this point. If you are looking for W-2 employees, a resume is perfectly acceptable. In addition to a resume, if you're looking for an employee, make sure you ask for a portfolio or examples if that is generally a part of the kind of position you're hiring for, like a graphic designer or web designer. And ask them to give you a little taste of what they can do in those examples. I also recommend you include a little something I like to call an Easter egg. And this goes back to when video games were created. Oftentimes, there'd be a little something you could do that was hidden that only the hardcore gamers knew about that could get you into a bonus level or give you more lives or coins. And when it comes down to creating a position posting, we want to include something in the process that shows that they read the entire application. This is what I like to call an Easter egg. So in your instructions for how they apply, include something specific, like the example here, putting the phrase "copywriting rocks" in your reply or email. And that way you know they actually read the entire thing. If they do not include it, if they do not follow the directions, they are out of the running. Do not waste your time with people who cannot follow directions. That is not someone that you want on your team. If they can't follow directions during the application process when they should be at their very, very best behavior, they certainly aren't someone you can expect to follow directions once they're hired. Now we're going to move on to advertising your position. One of the things you want to keep in mind is that after you create your position posting, it's time to determine where you're going to post it. Are you going to share it online? Are you going to share it offline? Or a little bit of both? So you want to first think about where you can find great people. I recommend you start by looking in your own backyard, so to speak. Look at the current team that you have and see if there's someone who's ready to step up. Reach out to your existing network. Maybe your clients or your subscribers are a great resource. You can ask for referrals from colleagues or friends, but make sure that you still go through and do your due diligence with this candidate, even if they're a great glowing referral. And reach out to other virtual service providers you know who might know someone that's a good fit for your position. You can also look outside of your company on websites like Odesk, Elance, Craigslist, though I would be cautious there. Most people who are looking for things on Craigslist are looking for full or part-time W-2 employee roles and are not really set up to be contractors or have a contracting mindset. You can also search Google, or in special instances, you may want to hire a recruiter to help someone help find you. And that's especially for key roles, specific roles that require a high level of skill set or experience, maybe like an OBM, a marketing director, or a CFO. And if you want to know where you can get some great ideas on where to post your position, and in addition to the things we've shared here, we've got a recruiting plan template in your toolkit for you. We suggest you fill that out. Select the places on that plan that you might use, add any additional ones that you know of that are a good fit for you, and then get to work. So your toolkit for Module 2 is the position posting template and the recruiting plan template, and we do recommend that you utilize both of those to move forward so that you're ready for the next step in our process, which is where you're going to narrow the search and get even more clear about who these candidates are, what they can bring to your business, and if they're a good fit for you. All right, until the next time, this is Deanna Mayo with the 90 Days to a Profitable and Productive Team program. This is Module 2, Advertising Your Position. I wish you a fantastic rest of your day and look forward to seeing you in Module 3.